Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, December 8th. It is time to check in with Pastor Joshua Shear at Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Shear.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. A blessed Monday morning to you. Ready to get into another work week?
Indeed. Well, my work week began yesterday.
So. Absolutely.
But it's good, yes. Absolutely.
Well, what do you have for us this week?
Well, first thing I was going to ask is, you know, what is KFUO celebrating this week as far as their 90th anniversary?
Families. God's gift of family, God's design for family, and God's gift of family.
Well, that goes right along with your show.
It does, doesn't it? With Faith and Family. Yeah, we've got some special stuff this week, so we're gonna talk about families all week long, actually.
That's good. I think family is a good topic to focus on.
Yeah.
Very good topic. Good gift from God, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Today, we're going to get to hear from some of the speakers from the LCMS Life Conference.
Very good.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Very good. Well, on the side, of course, we still continue advertising for our conference coming up here in February 20th and 21st up in Naperville. We've got our annual conference, which is a theme this year of When Heterodoxy Hits Home. A great list of speakers that are going to speak on the topic of how do we, as Christians, how do we, as Lutherans, deal with the very diverse things that are happening in churches, including possibly our own congregations, and how do we address this? How do we make the distinctions that need to be made and faithfully address these things? So go to the site, StedfastLutherans.org, and you can click on any of the banners and check out more information on it. Register if you want to come up and spend some quality time in snowy Naperville in February, and should work. But beyond that, we have some things that we put up this last week that I want to focus on. That is, the first one is we do something called a Steadfast Media Pick of the Week every week. And Brian Yamabe is a guy who puts this together. He frequents podcasts and everything else, so he just has a good sense for things. And this last week, he picked Cross Defense from KFUO. He kind of notes that, you know, he probably hadn't paid much attention to KFUO in the past, and yet he then noted the big change that has gone on in the last year or so with programming at KFUO and all the new programs and all the different schedules and lineups that you have going on. And he draws attention specifically to the Cross Defense program that that Rod puts together and hosts, and probably a good thing for folks to take a look at, because there are some good programs going on at KFUO. So just to draw attention to that. The next one I wanted to actually spend a little bit of time about actually has to do with families, and that is an article entitled "Eggnog Isn't for Unbelievers." which is a rather humorous title. Of course, he's not being literal there. Eggnog can be for whoever, I guess. But Nathan Redmond's the author, and he writes a nice kind of, I don't know, it's an honest piece about the struggles that go on in family get-togethers during this time of year when everybody's getting together, you know, you get family Christmas, things like that. You could even extend this into, you know, Christmas parties, things like that. They talked about the challenge of you know, these things just become about the Christmas party or the Christmas presents or the family get-together, and he talks about the challenge of being a Christian and then giving witness to the reason, of course, we celebrate Christmas, which is, of course, Christ's coming. And he talks about his own struggle, his personal struggle, but he doesn't think he does a very good job witnessing Christ. The temptations to just keep quiet and get along are there, and yet, you know, notes the tension of, but this is what is the true gift. This is the true great reason. This is the best thing that a family and friends could hear about. And so, of course, I think it's just a general tension that we maybe all feel when it comes to talking of Christ to others. That, but specifically, it comes about at this time of the year for sure, because we have that tension of well, we're together with family, but what's the reason we're together? Well, Christ's birth. And mm-hmm. so he continues to kind of exhort and encourage folks to think of speaking about Jesus, that, you know, that is the reason for this holiday, this holy day. And it's a good idea to speak of Christ, but also then, of course, to remember Christ's forgiveness and his taking care of even those times when we think we should have opened our mouths and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the great comfort there is, of course, that what we believe about how people are Christian and how people become Christian is that we don't believe that you don't have that same kind of Methodist sense of fervor and so forth. We have some security in what the Bible teaches about those who are saved and those who are not, and how it's the Holy Spirit's work and things like that that provides me comfort that kind of soothe our consciences with regard to these things. So, but you know, it is that time when we're all getting together, and the real reason is Christ. But, so it does not hurt at all to speak of Jesus. And of course, you know, I think we have all we need in the creed. It doesn't have to become real wordy or fancy. It can simply become just you confessing the creed before others and telling them, you know, yeah, this is the reason why we're getting together, and this is what Jesus has done, and he's done that for you. And so it doesn't have to get too fancy.
Sure, and the creed serves as a great basis for conversations like that, as you said, because it brings forth the truth in terms that it sums it up in terms that we can convey in a conversation.
Well, that's the beauty of creeds.
Mm-hmm.
It shortens it up. It sums it up. It doesn't leave anything out. You know, beautifully states about who our God is and what he's done.
Now, a conversation around eggnog and the Athanasian Creed, that could be quite lengthy, I suppose.
I just take turns reciting it responsibly. but yes, certainly. The Athanasian Creed gets a little longer, and, you know, in all honesty, gets a little more edgy as well.
You're going to need a lot of eggnog for that conversation.
Yeah, which some people may want to have, so. which works all right. And since we don't take ourselves too seriously at Steadfast, it turns out there was also an article that went up called Krampus, A Better Law Gospel Paradigm Than Santa Claus, and that is kind of a tongue-in-cheek, grain-of-salt article about how Europeans still have a figure called Krampus, and Krampus is the opposite of St. Nicholas. So whereas St. Nicholas comes and gives gifts and so forth, Krampus is the one who comes and, you know, punishes the naughty kids. And so a good article, just kind of a humorous thing of this figure called Krampus that walks around and is used by St. Nicholas to punish naughty children. So good lesson there, but of course, the underlying thing there is how we treat Santa Claus, that he's of the law, you know. How have you been, little Billy? Well, that's a question of the law, one of which we honestly can say, well, I have not been good. And then, of course, as Christians, we know the solution for sins, and that is Jesus and his forgiveness of sins. So, good way to point there, but also, like I said, little humorous article about a figure named Krampus, who is probably not familiar with a lot of Americans.
So did you leave your shoes out Friday night?
I forgot to.
Uh-oh.
This year. The chaos of normal life sometimes catches up with us. And so I did not. I did not get my gold coins.
Uh-oh.
So, exactly.
Well, there's next year.
There is always next year. This is the beauty of the church here. This is the beauty of the life in which we live in living grace. But sometimes you miss things, and well, all right, God willing, we'll have another chance. So, that's right. So, Did you celebrate with coins and shoes and so forth?
Coins we don't do in our household because we have a toddler.
Well, the chocolate coins. Come on now. Chocolate.
Actually, we remembered about Saturday night, so...
So you could have got the coins for cheap. It could have been clearance.
It was a little late.
I guess you could have celebrated St. Ambrose Day then.
That's true. That's true. With ambrosia salad, right?
There you go. The biggest thing is him.
That's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's point our listeners to the website if they want to check out the articles and see some nifty pictures of Krampus. They can do that. Steadfastlutherans.org.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, thank you, Pastor Scheer. Always good to talk with you, and looking forward to hearing what you have for us next week.
Awesome. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. God's blessings. We'll talk again in about a week.
Sounds good.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. Stick around for more of his time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.